Hey everyone, I'm Dave Coriel.
And I'm Josh Good.
And you're listening to the Unleash the Hive podcast brought to you by Christian Endeavor. At CE, we dive deep into intentional next-gen discipleship and explore what it means to thrive in the midst of chaos.
In every episode, we consider how to help young people live, love, and lead in a broken, chaotic, and distraction-filled world.
And we do all of this in 7 minutes or less. Welcome, everyone. And we're here with Chrissy Brodish again, who is a practicing counselor. And just so excited to have Chrissy with us again. And today we're going to be talking about some of the intentional ways that youth workers can weave something into the midst of what they're preparing for their youth ministry times, whether that's online or whether that's actually meeting in person. So that way they're remembering the mental health situation and the needs of young people today. And so thanks for being with us, Chrissy, and what insights do you have in this area?
I think the key, and I just thought of this a couple minutes ago, is just being educated. So the more educated parents and youth pastors and pastors are is really important, because there's such a stigmatism in churches for mental health. I've seen a handful of clients that parents do not believe in going to counseling or taking a medication or anything like that, because they feel that, you know what, you're just not walking with the Lord right, or you're not, you know, you need to pray about this and you're going to be okay. And I'm not saying that those things, of course, they're true and you do need to pray about it. You do need to come before the Lord with your burdens. But sometimes it's bigger than that, you know, and students need to know that they can talk about this and not feel like, what, you are depressed? What's wrong with you? Because it is a chemical imbalance. And at times, I've been on medication for years and it was a game changer in my life for anxiety. It really, really was. And so I think that being educated and understanding a lot of that and what's going on out there with our youth, whether you're watching, you know, webinars or listening to podcasts like this or something, just knowing and understanding what's going on there. And as I had mentioned, you know, prior, that just staying connected, making those connections, touching base with your youth. I know our youth pastor every week sends out a text about an event, but I know he's texting the kids more than that as well. Like just checking in with them. Hey, you gonna come tonight? I miss seeing you last week. Or I didn't see a Sunday, is everything okay? And really trying to read between the lines. If you're sensing that a student is off and you know this isn't their norm, go deeper, ask questions, talk to the parents. Just say, hey, is so-and-so doing okay? Because I'm sensing something's not right. And, you know, as Josh was saying earlier too, about just being intentional, really trying to meet them where they're at, offering to, you know, hang out with them or have conversations with them and the family. And then when you know that this is beyond you, you know, then also say, listen, like, I really want to help you. And I know someone that you could talk to that, you know, here's the plan. We have this person through our church. Like I've gotten a couple referrals through our church. You know, the pastor will come to me or he'll send me a text saying, I gave somebody your information in case you get a call. You know, I'm like, oh, okay, thanks. You know, and some were a little bit crazy, because they were connected to a person outside the church. But you know, just try to know your resources within your community, Christian, non-Christian, but, you know, I think it's great to have a Christian counselor if you have that accessibility, because then they will weave in there their biblical values. They can pray with the person, you know, and that type of thing. So like I said, just knowing your limits, but the most important thing is listening and supporting them. And kids know, they know when you're kind of just going through the motions.
Right.
So, you know, being intentional and mindful of how you're talking to them and what you're saying.
It seems like you're really talking about this dual-sided thing of education and care. And I know, Dave, we often talk about caring for
students is like trying to hug a porcupine, right? It can be challenging. So,
and sometimes your own kids. Yeah.
But again, it is that need that young people have, mm-hmm. that care and that connection. And that's something that people in the church and parents and caregivers are positioned to offer, right?
Mm-hmm. And I know that physical touch right now, like, especially with the pandemic, that's hard, but I feel like kids still need that. Like, you know, parents need to still try to embrace their 17-year-old. Like one of mine, just even today, I got two hugs from him, you know, because he just needed it. Some kids need that more than other kids. And, you know, if you're not allowed or able to hug them, perhaps you could just give them like a pat on the back or just touch their shoulder and let them know like, hey, like I'm thinking of you, I'm praying for you. And praying with them is so important too, offering that all the time.
You said a lot of great things in there, Chrissy. And just one thing is just sticking out in my mind that what I'm hearing is that, yeah, let's help educate people about how beneficial going to get additional help can be. Let's get past that kind of stigma that, I'm going to a counselor, I'm broken, when mm-hmm. really we're all broken.
Right. Yeah,
but that's really good, because I think a lot of youth workers, they maybe haven't taken people through that process so that they understand how important mm-hmm. counseling can be.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of the Unleash the Hive podcast. For more resources, check out our website, ceworks.faith, and check us out on social media at ceworksfaith.
Remember to be intentional as you disciple and unleash the next generation for God's glory.